Today's show is brought to you by Smoked Honey. For those of you over the age of 21 who live in California, or if you're going to be moving to California, got to tell you about Smoked Honey. You guys see me all the time on Instagram. You see me on this show smoking these unbelievable vape cartridges. Well, I only smoke Smoked Honey. They're sponsoring me for my fight. They're sponsoring this podcast. They sponsored Skankfest. They are hooking the fucking Gas Digital world up, and we love them. They recognize how passionate you guys are, and I want you to prove it to them. I want you to prove it to them by just purchasing their products. You don't got to use a promo code. You don't got to type in a thing and get a discount and blah, 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 blah. None of that. No signing up for a subscription service where you have to get a monthly thing sent to your house and you got to cancel after a year. None of that. Buy Smoked Honey. It's some of the best weed I've ever smoked. Period.
It's the best.
We're not messing around. We've been everyone in the comedy community now is loving it because they gave it to everybody at Skankfest.
I've got a couple carts, and I don't even really smoke like that. And I have the cart. It was your strain. Yeah.
The King Louis J. It's just very smooth. It tastes really good. They have dab darts as well, so you could dab if you want. They have unbelievable high quality product. So go support Smoked Honey because they support us. We're big fans. If you're in California, make sure you pick some up. They have them at delivery services. They have them at all the dispensaries. Smoked Honey is the name of the brand, and we love them. And also, before we get into it, let's talk about BetDSI really quick. BetDSI makes gambling super easy and fun. They're a website that has been in business for over 20 years. Everybody knows about BetDSI, and here's the best part of all. Ryan O'Neal versus Luis J. Gomez, ooh, August 25th. It's available right now as a bet on BetDSI. You guys can go bet right now on the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. I am a plus 110 underdog. So that means you win fucking money, bitch.
Hell yeah.
You win real money. Put everything you own on the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. I promise you
right now. Oh, they take barter at BetDSI?
Dog. You're going to win it back. I'm telling you right now. And here's what you got to do. You got to use the promo code RAP120. Get 120% bonus match on your deposit. So if you put $100 down, you're playing with 220. That's pretty fucking dope there, dog. Promo code RAP120. Put your money on your boy, Luis J. Gomez. I promise you, you will go home a lucky, lucky, happy man. Your girlfriend's going to give you blowjobs. Everything's going to be good in your life. All right, let's get into the show.
Fuckers, no. It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy Luis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny, he's a psycho, he's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
That's right, motherfuckers. It's the week before fight week. I'm thinking about Ryan O'Neal every day. Every minute of every day. I was fucking my girlfriend this morning, and I was thinking about Ryan O'Neal the whole time.
That's nice. Hitting the wall?
What?
Hitting the wall?
No, not hitting the wall. It was, I was just...
He was hitting a wall.
I was, yeah.
Uterine
I was
wall.
Deep. I was deep, and... Because there's a weird thing, right, dude? Fighting and fucking, there's a real connection there. So that's what I do. When I have sex with my girlfriend, I think about Ryan O'Neal.
And he punches me.
I can't wait till you come during the actual fight. Give him a jelly donut.
Yeah. It's all the same type of energy. It's about passion. It's about aggression. It's about holding somebody against their will. Doing what you want with them against what they want to do. Mm. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's a Wednesday morning. Holy shit. Welcome, West Coast. Everyone's driving to work or their lack of jobs because they quit their jobs, as I give them advice to. Yeah. Maybe if you listen to the last show, you killed your dogs and your children and your wife.
Wow.
I give advice every show. We do a hashtag of the day. We give them a little bit of advice. We're furthering along. The real ass dudes out there. Right now, if you're a real ass dude, you've been following along with this show. You've murdered your dog. You've murdered your wife. You've murdered your children. You quit your job.
Can you just leave them?
What?
Couldn't you just leave?
No. It's a whole bacterial thing. I don't want to get into
Your fan base is just an army of Chris Benoit's.
There's probably only three or four guys that are this real ass out there that are really living the real ass lifestyle. Mm. Not paying taxes.
Oh, my God.
Just fucking saying fuck the man, you know?
You're paying taxes, right? Like, we all work
here. I don't live the real ass lifestyle. I have a job. Okay. I have to pay taxes. I got to fucking, you know, I don't murder my son or my son's mother or, you know, my dog. Sports Alive. I'm not even as real ass as these few real ass dudes that are out there, but they're out there. And if you guys could send me proof of all those things that you did to prove that you're truly real ass, guess what?
It's just Ric Flair and two guys not getting enough recognition.
Free real ass mug.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
If you could prove that you've murdered your family, your dog, quit your job.
Someone's going to do this for a mug. That's a sad part.
Goddamn right. That's a goddamn good mug.
That's real ass philanthropic of you, bro.
You goddamn right, doggy. Yeah. I don't know what that word means, but thank you very much. I feel like it was a compliment contextually.
Yeah.
It's philanthropy, Lewis.
Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's a Wednesday morning. We're pre-taping. It's all good. You know, I just got done with a little bit of a training session. Feeling good. No injuries at all. Not in pain and anywhere in my body. So, yeah, let's get into it. This song's from Rocky V. The song used to mean a lot more to me.
It's pretty good.
It's not a bad song, but it used to really get me fucking going. You know?
What scene is this from?
Rocky V. This was from the scene where his son started training. There was a little kid... Ugh. Oh, actually, you know who the little kid is? The little kid is E from Entourage.
The
bully,
really?
The bully from Rocky V. All right, Shannon, hold on. Before you do the plugs, cut the music first. Cut the shit. Shannon, cut the shit. Let me introduce everyone. And pull up the scene. Pull up the bully scene. The first scene from Rocky V where he gets bullied. Where Rocky's son gets bullied. Mike Cannon's here. What's up, nigga?
What's up, man? Thanks
Fuck
for having
yeah,
me.
Fuck yeah, baby. You were almost going to say nigga. I almost caught you.
Was not even remotely close.
Who cares? Who cares, dog?
What kind of Irishman are you?
I'm a well-trained one.
Also, Chris from Brooklyn's here. High Side Radio. What's up, baby?
What up?
How's your Twitter doing? Do you have a picture?
Shannon never sent me the password. It's got a lot of followers, though. I check it every once in a while.
How many followers does he have?
I think it's over 100.
Yeah, it's like 178 or something.
It's pretty good. Chris from Brooklyn, yeah.
You don't even do anything with it. There's no picture. Can we get a picture on it? Shannon, let me pull it up right now. Is there a picture on it? Shannon, get a fucking picture up of the guy. What are you doing?
Oh, before the end of the day.
No. During the show, I want to see a picture on Chris from Brooklyn's Twitter profile. And if you guys are listening to the show live, which is impossible because we're not streaming, you guys should... No questions. No questions from the live chat today. Live chat shut down. You're all stupid. Everyone's dumb. Also, Kim Cogdon's here.
What's up?
What up, girly?
Hey.
We got a little bit heated at each other.
You're annoying as fuck.
She doesn't understand. Like, I come in and I have multiple roles here. I'm not just the fucking funniest podcaster in the world. Okay. I think she dates me as the funniest podcaster in the world, brilliant stand-up comedian, comedic genius, you know, philanthropist.
Full-on rapist.
Full-on rapist. Is that from Always Sunny? Yeah.
What is that from? I forget.
Always Sunny, yeah.
That's right.
That's the best, dude. I'm a full-on rapist. she sees that side of it, but then I come in and I wear many hats. And the hat I was wearing at the time, in the moment, was... Louis J. Gomez.
Smoked honey flex fit.
No, it was Louis J. Gomez, ad sales manager. And I had to talk to our ad sales guy about some stuff, and she's fucking.
No.
Give me the
vape
pen.
He's asking about stealing keto meals from the fridge. He's done talking business, by the way. Mm. And before he put on his boss hat, he stole all my smoked honey pens. And this morning he was like, it's fine. It's not really stealing. It's like our smoked honey pens.
No.
And I was like, that's cool. Then he took it with him and then left it at home. So I was like, hey, can I have my pen since I have no more? You've taken all of them, our pens. You have all of them.
Are those disposable or do you just reattach?
No,
you reattach new ones.
Oh, you got to charge that one.
I know. It's a whole issue. Angry.
Harrington, do me a favor. Can you bring me my bag that's on the floor in the lobby area? Because luckily these little pop-up screens that Joe Rogan loves, you know, no big deal. the little pop-up majigers.
That's
envy,
what they're called now. Pop-up things that Joe Rogan loves.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the envy of the Joe Rogan studios.
Certainly not that toilet seat.
Yeah. Well, no, look, he inspired
me. I mean, it's an all right toilet seat.
He inspired me. I inspire him. We inspire each other. Mm. You know, who inspires the other one more? I don't know. Who knows?
You're catching up.
Mm-hmm. You're goddamn right.
That
I'm
toilet seat,
omega.
Man, is fucking unbelievable.
Fire, right?
Yeah.
Ryan like O'Neill looks more and more like an elk every day.
Ow. Nothing happened.
No?
Nothing happened. That ow was simply because...
It was just a...
It was a power ow.
Right.
When you feel so good and healthy that you say ow.
Mm-hmm. When you press softly against your forearm.
where nothing hurts.
It's, you know, it's just one of those reactions that you have.
Hold on, I would speak into the microphone, but it is literally impossible for me to bend my body that way anymore.
So here we go. There you go. As long as Ryan O'Neill comes at me from select angles,
yeah,
he has zero chance. I'll say right now, there's certain angles where he would need a fucking chainsaw to beat me. Then there's certain angles where he could just fucking do that, like that little check thing, and I'm going to just crumble and start tapping.
It's like that old Atari game, Dragon's Lair.
I don't remember that, but no.
Just me, all right.
What's that? I don't know.
It was like an animated game that was in arcades like 4 years ago.
Pull up the scene from Rocky V, the bully scene. The first scene where, and they try to be his friend. This is where it's fucked up, right?
The old hey,
you're Rocky's kid, right? All right, so first of all, turn it the fuck down. It's crazy. It's way too loud.
Well, it's also funny that you have susceptible angles because Rocky lost sight in his eye.
Yes.
And he didn't let that stop him.
Yes.
Nicky even slapped him in the temple, and he's a slow old man.
They didn't see that coming. What are you going to do when that black comes after you?
Did he say that black?
He meant the way he said.
He said it in that.
He said that animal.
Sure, yeah.
Oh, he said that animal.
What did he say in the movie?
Gorilla.
What are you gonna do when that silverback monkey tries to pick bugs out of your hair, Rock? Rock, they're not people.
No.
Rock, you shouldn't even be in the same ring with them. They're not human. But what are you gonna do? You gotta fight them. And I'm just an old bum. Sorry, that's my right. That's my.
It's just his Mickey regular voice.
Do you think Mickey wasn't racist? Are you crazy? Do you think when the cameras weren't rolling?
I mean,
rolling,
he definitely got that voice from yelling at black people that he saw dating white women.
Yeah. Well, that's an abomination!
Yeah, that's a miscegenation growl.
Yeah.
I feel like most sports people aren't racist, though. Right? I mean, I guess
aren't
some point,
or are?
Are not, because they've had to work with so many other cultures that it's the one thing that kind of, you know, connects us.
Kind sports? Of, but if you're sports, a white yeah. guy,
that's
you know,
the manliest shit I've ever heard.
Right? I don't know.
Sports. It makes us all one.
I feel like I got exposed to a lot of different cultures just based on basketball alone, because a lot of my friends that just you
okay,
know,
so black
got
culture
to watch them all
and,
from the yeah. bench
and Hispanic, some Chinese.
All right, so this is E. This is E from Entourage. When he was a kid, I think this may even be his first movie role. He was the bully in Rocky V. Mm. He's a little fat redheaded kid. Now pull it up. This is the kid. Look, and they yeah, trick him. Oh, ooh, body face. Give him his coat, kid.
Wow.
He's not getting a hand job from her anymore.
Scam that Jew. Look, they beat him. Look, bully him again.
Come on, give me money. He's wearing a shittier jacket now.
He's hungry. He's gotta eat. We'll eat this. Boom, knuckle sandwich.
Oh, that's a good line. Say that to Ryan before you hit him.
I know. You hungry? You hungry, Ryan? You can't wait.
Kevin Connolly yes, hasn't grown no, a single back. Inch since this scene.
Look, go for it.
Go for it.
What did this kid say?
Punk's losing his
you heard me.
What'd you say?
I said go for it.
Go for it.
Boom. 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 Dude, this is
why
was
so
right
much
now.
Of the box office
right
in the 80s
now.
Based on
I'm getting goosebumps.
Italian children
are
with
you?
Feathered hair.
Yeah. I'm also getting goosebumps.
Yeah, he's got by the way, that right hand is so low.
Yeah.
He's fighting just like his father. Rocky's with his hands down here. Look. I didn't like him anyway.
I didn't like him anyway.
I know this movie by heart.
Are you just having us watch your favorite
movie? That kid, if you go, rewind it for a second. The other kid. Look, he's like, give my coat back, E, from Entourage.
With his fucking Charlottesville haircut.
Look, that kid, pause it.
I wanted that haircut. He looks like a blogger.
I wanted that haircut.
You did?
So badly.
The Hannah Gatsby?
Yeah, the Nanette.
I liked it.
It literally looks like Hannah Gatsby from right there.
Yeah.
That movie inspired me so much as a kid.
To get AIDS, just like Tommy Hearns.
Tommy Morrison.
Morrison, damn it.
It inspired me. I mean, it was a great, great fucking movie. Great movie. People hate on
it
Rocky V.
It also taught you if you're losing a fight, hit somebody with a garbage can lid.
Yeah. Well, it's different, dude. They took it out of the ring, which I liked. I appreciated that. Mm. They were a little outside of the box.
Well, that was Rock's specialty. He was a street fighter, a brawler.
Yeah, of course.
So they brought it to the streets. Why not? Everything else happened in between all those strings or ropes. Jesus Christ, I can't think of words.
I'm really glad you got exposed to all those cultures playing sports.
Yeah.
You know, strings and things.
It was my favorite Rocky for a long time.
I can't see a world in which that's
Not.
No, it's terrible. It's the worst one by the way.
But it came out, there's probably the for only when you saw in theaters, right? It came out when we were like eight.
It came out in 1990. So yeah, I guess I was 8 years old when it came out. No, I didn't see it in theaters, but it just came out.
Right, like, your parents didn't love you.
You know what it was? I think it was the only time that a Rocky came out where I was like aware. Like, I guess Rocky 3 was like 83, 84. I was like a baby, mm-hmm. right? Rocky 4 was like 87. I was 5. You're not seeing a fucking bloody boxing violent movie when you're a kid. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then Rocky 5 was like 1990. You know, that's the time where you start to go. So I think I just connected with that. Also, like, you know, the cheesy fucking rap music, like, go for it. You know, they saw movies back then. They always had to have like a title track.
Yeah.
What was I listening to today? You made fun of me. We went to the park earlier today to box.
Oh my God. He starts playing on loudspeaker at Quiet, Beautiful Central Park. Shake Your Tail Feather.
Put it
it's
on.
It's like the trashiest. Wait, and he's wearing a litter.
Is that the St. Nelly and the St. Louis?
Yeah.
That has the worst line of any rap song ever.
And he was wearing a Ninja Turtle shirt. Like the whole shirt was just a Ninja Turtle shell.
No, it's a fucking Hulk shirt.
And his pants were like
the same Hulk shirt you were wearing yesterday?
Yeah.
Me and Lewis took a walk yesterday. He almost beat up. He almost fought like a 16-year-old black kid for being like, you're mad ripped, bro, because he was wearing a Hulk shirt.
What the fuck is this? It's an intro? Oh, yeah, this is it.
There's a line. Murphy Lee, I believe, has a line which says, I ain't the man. I got women to handle that. They'd be like, ooh, look at him, but I'm really a Thundercat. And I think that's where I was like, I got to probably learn about other musics.
Mm-hmm.
Other musics.
Is this from, what movie is this from?
It's really bad.
I want to say
it's from, like,
Men in Black 2.
Bad Boys 2, yeah.
Okay. But they talk about it a lot in the song. Look, we're here on the Bad Boys soundtrack. Blah, 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 blah.
It's
so bad. You don't want to listen to this and fucking jog?
And he was playing this loudly on speaker, and it was like a really beautiful morning in the park. And it was just a lot. And he looked at me like, don't ruin this for me. That's what he, when he says I'm annoying, that's like the shit I do is I go, can you not play that so loudly in the park? And he's like, don't start with me. And he like turns up Shake Your Tail Feather.
All right, plugs. Chris, what do you have to plug?
iSociety Radio, Thursdays at 8, Gas Digital Network, Tuesdays on iTunes. Apparently, I have a Twitter, at Chris from Brooklyn. There you go. It's right there on the screen.
B-K-L-Y-N.
Also, I'm pretty excited about this Infinity Gauntlet hat I bought yesterday. That's
cool.
Yeah.
Nicely done. Nice plug of the hat.
Chris, Mike, Cannon.
Thursdays, we open for High Society Radio, 6 p.m. at gasdigitalnetwork.com, Irish Goodbye Podcast. Also, I am, if you're listening to this live, I'll be at the San Antonio Improv River Center this whole weekend, Wednesday through Sunday. 7 shows. Gonna be lonely. I could use some weed. Please bring it out.
Where is this at? San Antonio?
San Antonio.
Niggas.
I mean,
if you're in San Antonio and you don't fucking come out to hook up Mike Cannon with some
you're probably living in a tent city somewhere.
I gotta say, dude, people in Baltimore or Magoobies where I was, Timonium, were the fucking shit. I got palmed an eighth. I got palmed all these
Dog,
joints.
Bring out,
people
this is the one
are,
thing. If you can't subscribe to the podcast, if you can't buy merch, if you can't do anything else, hand us free drugs on the road.
Mm-hmm.
It's,
we will always take
this. It's actually the best thing you could do. Forget anything else. Don't buy a t-shirt.
Or if you see me in a bar, I'll take a shot.
Yeah. You could even really, if you want to send a secret package, you know. What's the address, Shannon, for Gibbs? 151.
Yeah, hold on one sec.
First Avenue. I'm kidding. Don't send them. 151 First Avenue. What's the deal? What's the address, though? If they just jokingly want to send them.
And then I'll be at Uncle Vinny's next week, Wednesday and Thursday. Doing middle of the week headlining. It's going to be fun.
I thought you were talking about your Uncle Vinny's.
No, Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Mm. I have basically a residency in there 6 times a year.
Yeah. Well, I wish they'd return my emails. Anyway.
On the address.
What is it?
We're just going to run back the last show.
I know. Yeah, the whole same show. Okay.
It's 151 First Avenue, Suite 311, New York, New York, 10003.
Don't send drug gifts there, Shannon.
Don't ever do that.
Or anybody do that. Kim Congdon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You can listen to my podcast, Broad Topics, iTunes.com/Broad Topics, Topics with an X, YouTube.com/Stone Science. I get comedians stone and make them do science fair projects. And that's also a podcast on iTunes. And I've collaborated with Gas Digital and Subway Creatures. And you can find Subway Creatures right here on this network or at iTunes, Subway Creatures. Stitcher, all of that.
That's awesome.
See me. When is this coming out?
This will be coming out. This is tonight? Tomorrow live, and then I think Friday on iTunes.
Okay. Well, yesterday I was on Comedy Central, so I'm dope. Bye.
Hey, roast battle. Great job.
Thanks.
Did you win?
Yeah.
Nice. Crushed it.
Yeah, crushed comes it. Out after. Yeah. I like how you looked for a second. You're like,
I
shit.
Was like, thought about it. I was like, could I?
GomezComedy.com, Gomez Comedy on Instagram. I will be posting a ticket link very soon for the Gomez Takes Over the World Tour. Yeah, guys, I'm going to be coming to a city near you. Check out my other podcasts, Legion of Skanks. Believe you me. That's it. All right, Shannon, I don't want to plug anything else anymore. I don't want to do it. I'm done plugging. We got to talk about shit.
Thank God that song's done. It's rough.
I like it, man. I like that tune.
Remember the St. Lunatics just had that guy who didn't rap, but he just wore a Jason mask on the side of his face?
I forgot about that guy.
What the hell was that guy?
It's like the member of the Wu-Tang that cut his dick off.
Actually, Harrington, can you book him on High Society for this week? Johnny's out. Yeah.
Somebody told me about a football player that, today, in practice, while we were doing MMA practice, my coach was telling me about a football player, I guess, during the game. It was just a dude who got like a cortisone shot during a game. That wasn't that impressive. But what it was, then he started getting into other stories. Like, there's like a jiu-jitsu coach in Oregon, I guess, who like broke his toe or did something to it. And the doctor was like, yeah, you got to like not train for 4 months. And he was like, okay, well, what if you cut it off? How long would I be able to train for? He was like, about like a week. So they cut off his fucking toe.
Jesus Christ.
So he could train.
That's pretty awesome.
It's cool. Badass, but
don't
it's
you need toes to kick?
Yeah, you don't
also
really
for balance, right?
I mean, yeah. It depends on the toe too. You know, I feel like you could lose the one next to the pinky.
Definitely the
like,
one next to the big toe.
And the one
sucks.
And
yeah,
the middle
fuck
one.
That toe.
It's like fuck those toes.
Yeah, I think
you just need
the really
and
it's
the big.
Pinky toe and the big toe are the ones you kind of need.
And the one second to the big toe because you still need to pick things up off the floor.
What?
Nothing.
Ew. Kim, I've never looked at your toes. Do you have a longer second toe than big toe?
No, I have really nice toes.
Let me see.
No. Because they're not painted.
Can I see? Just, I want to see your longer toe.
How have you never seen your girlfriend's toe?
Yeah, they're like right here on your shoulder.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It's good. No, she has good toes.
Yeah, they go down like this.
Yeah, I can't hate on that.
They're good toes. I'm not going to lie.
In general, like, feet don't gross me out, but they don't do anything for me.
Mine are retarded. I can't even, like, spread my toes out. They're just, my foot is just like one block.
Yeah, mine is the same way.
Sucks.
I have a feeling I'm going to end up with hammer toes. My dad had like a gross pinky that was like in the middle of his pinky toe. It was like up here like a velociraptor.
Have
some
you ever
shit.
Seen a professional basketball player's toes? They have them online. They post like pictures of them when their feet are fucked up. They're like broken, like the big toes over the pinky toe. They're like backwards.
Why?
Because their feet get crammed in their shoes from playing all the time. So their toes
because it's like sliding.
I swear to God. It's
so they're like, they go from side to side. Their toes just get all twisted and crazy. Yeah. You're just such an athlete.
Look,
I played 2 years
at junior
college basketball, you sack of shit.
Ew.
Oh, gross.
Oh, my Christ.
I bet Shaq's are
worse. It looks like a crowded concert. That's like how the subway train
is. I mean, they do kind of look like Brazilian nuts, though. Pull Brazilian nuts.
Have you ever seen like a 400-pound woman with toes like that? That like just crisscross and it looks like her toes are being braided?
Ew.
It's disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, that is pretty disgusting. See, they do kind of look like black people's
toes. Oh, my God. I thought you were talking about nuts. Like
My grandma was right. Look.
Yeah, she's right. The color.
She wasn't
and
wrong. Yeah, she wasn't wrong. Look at
like
that.
How they get white on the bottom.
No, show them in the shell.
Look, she's like spot on. She looked at black people's feet and those nuts a lot to notice that.
Well, hold on, no. Show them in the shell. Oh. It's even more
yeah,
so.
Yeah. What do they call them?
Brazil nuts.
Oh. No, but what was the racist term for them?
Mike.
I don't know.
What was it?
I believe N-word toes.
That's not what she called them. Oh, is that in the shells? Oh, is that why they in
I
both?
I believe that's
to
it.
To be honest with you.
That was a whole episode of Louie.
Yeah.
What? Nigger toes?
Yeah.
It was the title of the show?
No, it might have been. It was the entire
next
plot.
Next neighbor old lady teaching his kids about that food.
That's so funny.
Oh, man.
That's such a real thing that would happen, too. Yeah. That's why it's so good.
Of course. It was very strange.
Clearly happened to Lewis. He doesn't even seem like he's seen that episode of that show.
No.
No, not at all. I swear to God, my grandmother, my great-grandma Rose, used to call them nigger toes.
Yes. So I think that was probably a slang term.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, there was the racism was very real. I remember my Uncle Joe, which was my great grandma.
Was she on the white side of your family?
Yeah, they were the white Italian side. And I remember
she's just staring at her brown grandson.
There we go. Pejorative slang for Brazil nuts apparently comes from the fact, quote unquote, that when still in their shell, they resemble a black man's.
Ew, I don't like that. Yikes. They said petal digits.
I think, to be honest with you, shelled or not shelled, they kind of look like a black man's toes. I saw the unshelled ones, and I always thought that looked like a black man's toes. I never even knew what they looked like in their shells.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, it's a solid reference, because you don't even really got to know what a Brazil nut looks like. He's kind of got, all right, fine. I believe him.
Yeah, like if there was like several different trays of nuts right here, and you said, pass me some of those, somebody would just go, oh, these, right?
Yes.
Like, yeah, you could look at him and know what, like,
you've seen the cashews. Maybe if he said chink toes. Like, yes.
Cashews kind of look like toes too, right?
I mean, all nuts maybe look like feet.
Yeah. What? All nuts look like feet?
Yeah.
Okay, there you go, guys. It's a good woman, very smart, and yeah, I love her.
Stone science, all right?
Yeah, it is stone science.
I think the things look like his entire feet. What are you talking about?
What are you talking
Not
about?
Not just his toes. They look like it, the nuts look like his entire feet.
Is that what you think?
Yeah.
So that's what you saw the whole time. You saw the whole foot.
Yeah.
No, it's individual toes.
Okay.
That's the idea. Gotcha. Okay, guys, welcome to the show. That was just the intro, by the way. 23-minute intro. We don't fuck around.
You thought that was good.
We're going from Nana. Okay, there we go. So, lots of fun stuff happening in the world. First of all, I want to give a special shout out to NYC Grappling Club in Brooklyn. Those guys are the shit. Chris, thank you for hooking me up.
Of course.
With Alex and the crazy Russians, the handsome Russian Jews that get on top of you and put you in
really
positions
grind you out
where you don't want to be in, but you're like, you know what? It's not that bad. He's handsome. Look, if you're going to be pounded out and grinded on by a man.
Might as well be a Disney prince.
It might as well be a handsome son of a bitch, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, is that gay to say? Probably.
And ladies, if you're in a relationship and you just want to straddle a stranger.
I thought about this the other day. I was grappling with somebody and my hand went on his dick. Sure. And felt like literally my hand literally grabbed his dick and balls.
Were you trying to control his wrist?
He was doing a dick triangle.
And then I popped them both in my mouth. And no, I held them for a second and I felt like it was squishy and a handful, and then I moved my hand right away. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, how the fuck often is that happening with you when you go to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu class? Like, how often are you grabbing dudes'
dicks? Is
that
what you thought in the moment?
Yeah, I grabbed a whole handful of dick right there. You have to be feeling these guys' dicks, right? They have to be. I don't really grapple with women because I'm not a fucking. Like, what's the point? What is the point?
I mean, Alex's wife would choke you out.
I promise you that I'll beat Alex's wife.
No way.
Oh my God. Next her, fight, like, set for November.
Yeah. What belt is she?
Think she's purple?
There's maybe no female brown purple belt in the world that's choking me out.
No shit.
I beat them all.
I would. I'll bet DSI this.
Pull up. Find me a fucking female purple belt. Speaking of which, guys, bet DSI rap 120 is a promo code. Gamble on me against Ryan O'Neal right now. I'm an underdog. Yeah, that's Jamie Gall. That's Mickey's little sister. She lost, doggy. She lost the bet. Yeah, she's a fucking. She might be a purple belt actually.
Yeah, no, I think she, at the time, was a blue belt, if I recall correctly. I was there.
Let me explain to you something. She was trying to, we had a bet where we said if I could last 1 minute with her, if she didn't tap me out in a minute, then I win. Mm.
And she's also much smaller than the
Jay
person I'm talking about.
Jay had to kiss my dick if I won, and then I had to kiss Jay's dick if she won.
Oh, win-win.
So I lasted a minute, but let me explain to you the truth. And I'll say this to Jay, because I like, and yeah, Jay kissed my dick. Yeah, he did. You know, I really, really like Jamie a lot, and I almost feel bad saying this. I could have snapped her in fucking half. At any moment, at any given moment, this little tiny girl, I could have fucking just stood up and just fucking shaken her off and stomped on her like a bug. And we were just, I balled up because I wanted Jay to kiss my dick. I don't want to give her any chances. Mm. But, you know, this is a fucking, you know, chicks, they don't compete against dudes. And I'm not even great at Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, but I'm good enough to tap out men that are blue belts. So I feel like I could tap out most females that are black, that are purple belts.
But it's not a 10 out of 10 situation.
9 out of 10 times. She'll catch me maybe one. What do you want me to say? Maybe Alex's wife is like unbelievable. I've never seen her grapple, but I'm just saying a chick. There's probably somebody. There's probably that her right there. No, that's not.
Yeah, to the left.
It's picking up purple belts that are females.
Yeah, I'll murder that bitch and her baby.
The baby's a black belt.
That's a fake black belt. You can buy those online, you know. That's not a real black belt. Test that baby's black belt. I'll go in and I'll murk that baby to prove that it's not a real black belt.
There's no mommy and me jujitsu.
Like Kramer and Seinfeld.
Doggy.
We're all at the same skill level.
Doggy, that is a fucking fake black belt. You see that happen a lot, right? Pull up videos where fake black belt coach gets called out. Harrington, that's a real thing.
Oh, it's a lot of like karate guys though, right?
No, it's a lot of times in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, there'll be a guy who will open up a gym and he will say, oh, I'm a black belt, whatever. And he's just making up the fact. And they just, it's a business.
And he's training people wrong.
And yeah, he just trains people with like horse shit. So that's what that baby's doing.
I feel like I would take those classes by accident. Yeah.
That baby is fooling people into believing that he's a real black belt. And I don't think it's right.
$13
He's basically
a month.
Stolen baby valor.
Yeah. So what is this right here? This looks like a Vale Tudo tournament in 1970. All right, just stop it. Stop it. What is this?
Those are nice shorts.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Those are fairly new. It's a new style of short.
It's a fake Brazilian black belt getting his ass whooped on the ground by a regular-ass MMA fighter.
Okay, yeah, but that's not really what I was looking for. I was looking
this
for
good,
a fake
though.
Gym owner getting called out for being a fake.
Like foot fist way?
No, it happened. It happens a lot. And like MMA guys will get wind of it and they come down and they just fucking like beat his ass.
No.
Yeah, I swear to God, it's a whole fucking category.
This dude was saying he has a black belt. Little belly.
Let him try to find that for a little while. Harrington might be a little while. It's all good. It's not a big deal. But yeah, that happens. But you know, you got to do your due diligence. I guess most people that are doing martial arts aren't doing them to become competitive practitioners of it.
Sure.
Practitioners of it. They're doing it to get in shape. Right. They're doing it to just, you know, kind of feel good, you know.
It's a hobby. That's why jiu-jitsu, I think, has gotten like pretty popular. You can do it by yourself. You're not getting punched in the face. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I think that's why it's like even more popular than it was a few
years
ago.
But I've been injured more grappling than I have been striking.
Yeah, but you're not getting... I think people are worried about getting concussion. Like, I don't think I would take a boxing class at this age because I think at 35 I shouldn't be getting concussions.
Also with jiu-jitsu, like, you can walk in. I mean, I'm not saying you can walk into any class and just be caught up, but you can just learn specific moves along with everyone else.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
and you can drill
miss,
those.
Like,
And you can always, if you have no, like, honestly, if you have nothing, you could still kind of roll with somebody because you kind of know how to push someone. You know, it's not,
it's
easier
kind of
to
feel. Yeah, you're just kind of feeling, you kind of, what you're, the most you're going to learn in jiu-jitsu is just rolling, actually getting there and practicing and learning.
Well, you're learning that game. You're really not learning street fighting.
Yeah, all the drilling stuff, you kind of put it to practice when you're actually like rolling and you're when I say rolling, sparring jiu-jitsu. But that's kind of where you're going to kind of get those gains. And if you just throw somebody in who didn't know what they were doing, if they rolled enough with guys that knew what they were doing,
they would start
to have an understanding.
Yeah, they would at least start getting mounts, even if they weren't like getting submissions.
Yeah. But dude, it's really cool. I really like it. I would like to continue doing it after this. I know Kim doesn't want me to.
It's just a lot of bitching.
Yeah, but it's not going to be, he's going to be able to eat food again.
It's just
that's,
like
I feel like probably, hold on, like, Lewis, the irritability that you're experiencing is mostly diet.
It's not irritability.
No, it's not diet. It's just like,
it's also his personality.
It's his
Let's
life
not act
now.
Like this is out of the nature of Lewis J. Gomez.
So it's
this
like,
is,
it can't, his personality can't be combined with much. You know, like, it's a lot. So
here's a microphone. Say something racist. You could build a company around that. Anything else?
It's like, you throw in jiu-jitsu. Now we're opening up the podcast with Rocky and the bullying.
And fight
today
dancing.
We went on a run and I was like, ooh, I'm tired because I worked out yesterday. And he's like, that's just your body leaving homeostasis. And he's giving me all these like,
I did say that.
He's like, I'm sick of
it's
nutrition,
true,
Lewis. Like,
it's
I'm
true.
Done.
That's what it is.
That's also everything. Everything you do is leaving
well,
your
this
body
what she goes,
homeostasis.
Yeah. No, she goes, well, you know, in fitness terms. No, what she was. I took the steps
this
to
is
go.
It's a state of rest, isn't it?
Yes.
To go.
It's your resting level. Yeah.
Yeah, but your body needs to be taken out of homeostasis. It's called warming up. That's what it is. That's the technical term, right?
If
warming
I
up.
Do this though, I'm out of homeostasis.
No, not really. What homeostasis means in terms of fitness terms is your body's at resting level. So your heart rate's at resting level. It's doing this.
But do you hear how he says things like in terms of fitness terms?
Yeah.
It's like, why did you say terms twice?
You have like a science degree, right?
Me?
Yeah.
She doesn't have a fucking degree.
She's a science show. I figured she's at least Bill Nye level.
I almost thought you were insulting me.
No, I really...
Oh, you're a scientist?
Last night... At 9
I'm just
PM,
a dumb mook.
Last night
something.
At 9:55 p.m.
Up. Don't bring it up.
Oh, she said,
no.
Where's Peruvia?
That's a true
That's
story.
That's not a science question, though.
That's a true story.
She said, where's Peruvia?
Yeah.
I shit you not. And then...
It was just a moment of...
retardation.
Yeah.
It was fucking psychotic.
Everybody looked at me and I was like, uh-oh.
It was weird. It was bizarre.
Oh, you were in public as well? So
she asked to a group of people.
Ooh, that wasn't at home?
It wasn't even like she was like questioning like Peruvia is a place or not. She was like, no, where on the map is it?
Honestly, I didn't even know what a Jew was until I was like 22. I was like, I thought they were done, like gone.
6 million.
You thought they were like dinosaurs?
I thought they finished the job when they started it.
Yeah, that's don't they use their bones to make fossil fuel?
I didn't know construction works fucking Jews. They're just working on it.
That's when Lewis knew you were the one when you told him that theory.
He's like, yeah, they should be done. She thought Groucho glasses were Jew fossils.
Yeah, so yeah, you do bring your body out of homeostasis. Look up homeostasis. Look it up. Pull it up on the fucking... Homeostasis, tendency toward the relatively stable equilibrium between independent elements, especially as maintained in physiological processes. All right. Layman terms.
It's your equilibrium.
You fucking asshole. No, this is not bringing your body out of homeostasis.
My heart rate spiked a little bit.
When you warm up, that's what you're doing. And the reason you warm up is because you don't want to just shock your system and start doing extreme exercise. You warm up a little bit. So I'm sorry that I get into it a little bit and I try to teach you a little bit because you should know.
You mansplained homeostasis?
No, I human-splained. I human-splained.
Okay,
it.
So then like he's like also like like training me in this Hulk shirt in Central Park. Like
he's like, shut up. This is the best part of the St. Lunatic song.
That's my secret. I'm like, always in homeostasis.
He's like frustrated stepdad training me a little bit. He's like, no, I said jab twice. And
she doesn't listen.
And then we do this hard ass workout. Yeah. No, you have to tell me a few times. But I'm done with athletic Lewis. I'm done with personal trainer.
I'll give
Lewis.
Is he better at sex though?
He's going to get fat again.
Yeah, he is better at sex.
So,
first of all, I'm a good trainer. You even said that afterwards. You're like, you're a good trainer.
Yeah, no, you've got me working out, but like the shake your tail feather, it's like all that could go. You know what I'm saying? Like there could be improvements. You're a good trainer.
Yeah.
Just like as a human, you annoy me a little.
I treat you as if you were, because like I say, I wear a lot of hats, right? So when I'm wearing my trainer hat, I don't look at you as my girlfriend. I don't look at you as, you know, a colleague and a comedian that I respect. I look at you as gum on my shoe. You're underneath me. I'm trying to fucking, trying to turn you into fucking more than the pile of shit that you are. That's the trainer, Lewis. Trainer Lewis is very aggressive. Mm-hmm. Trainer Lewis is sexist also. He touches the chicks a lot. Yeah, it's fucked up. It's fucked. I wear
proper form. You're teaching proper form.
Yeah. Trainer Lewis gets in there.
He does do that thing where he gets behind me. He's like, you have to lift your arms like this. Yeah, and I can see people at the park. They're like wondering, like, if
they don't
I'm
know.
Okay.
They think I'm an actual trainer.
Yeah.
And it looks like I'm molesting her.
Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know. I like to make it extra look molesty where I'm like, I don't know. And
I remember I did that one time with my ex-girlfriend. This is like years ago. This is she used to wear like these really short skirts, and I was like 22, right? So this is like literally 14 years ago, because this is right when cell phones came out, where you have like video cameras on your phones. I remember she would walk up, and I'd let her go ahead of me on the subway, and then I'd take video of her walking up the stairs.
It's you like take little, like, skirts of your girlfriend.
Up skirts of my girlfriend.
He was
Perving
on his girlfriend.
I was perving on my girlfriend, but it was a little like role play thing almost, right?
Except in public.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I remember this old lady caught me. Dog.
Oh no. Because
she had no idea. She didn't know we knew each other. Dude, this woman, I mean.
If your girlfriend was funny, she should have gone along with it and been like, call the police. Call the fucking police. I would have done that.
Check his phone for videos.
It's just 100 videos.
He's been following me for weeks.
Just keep going when the cops get there.
Yeah.
His toes look like almonds. Get him out of here.
And then as the cops get there, wink and hop on a train and leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been cool.
That would have been hilarious.
Yeah.
No, this woman freaked out. Because, look, dude, she was triggered, dude. She remembered, like, in fucking, this is an old lady, like, 1965.
She remembered some old Navy.
Some guy was upskirting her with a wind-up camera, like
one of those bulb fucking things, those flash bulbs.
Some guy with a pocket mirror on the tip of his foot.
She had to stand still in front of the stairs for 4 hours for the picture to take.
Dookie, that was the thing you would buy at Spencer's Gifts. You would buy a cane that had a mirror to look up chick skirts.
Like
that was just a thing.
That was a product.
Yeah, pull that up. Do they still sell that?
No.
If they don't, we need to start selling a merch from right now.
I think they have like a... You could
all
like
of the rape toys are probably off the market, to be honest with you.
Oh my God.
Are the rape toys on the market still?
There are no rape toys on the market. This is a $1 million industry.
Rips are us. There we go. You can still buy it. Look.
No. Wow. But it has that obvious mirror.
They used to sell that
mirror
at fucking Hallmark. Yeah. I remember seeing that at a fucking Hallmark.
Dog, they used to sell it at Spencer's. That's where I saw them.
Dirty old man.
Little
came.
rapey
you know
toys.
What
were there any other rapey
at the
toys?
Of it instead of a mirror. Yeah. And then bring
it's
your
really just
home
a selfie
you.
Stick. Just tape a selfie stick to a regular cane.
Yeah. Shannon, can you think of any other rapey toys?
I mean, not that it worked, but the X-ray glasses.
They were, yeah, they were designed. The packaging on them, the marketing for this child was looking through a woman's shirt.
Yeah. Mm.
Like, that's what you would like. You remember in the back of comic books, you'd like save points and you mm-hmm. could get different things. I remember X-ray glasses, the little thing for how many points was. It was like a woman like taking her shirt off at a window and a little kid being like, boing. And it was like, yeah, all
didn't
right.
Didn't they do something like this on This Is America or Who Is America? No, the first episode, he tried to say like they were going under burkas with a selfie stick to see if the person had a bomb.
Yeah.
Oh, it was that's
just
so funny.
A bunch of pictures of dudes' dicks.
That's so
do
funny.
Do you remember those little weird jelly things you'd hold in hands that the boys would fuck?
I think like, everybody always said they were gonna, I know what you're talking
you know
about.
Talking
people would
about?
Always say that you could fuck
they were
them.
Like
I don't
tubes.
Know anybody.
I know what
did.
You're saying. Yes, it was a tube that was like almost like a wet colored like a yeah. goo inside yeah. that would slide up.
A third grade girl, I think, got expelled from school for selling them to a bunch of little boys as sex toys. And she was like
Whoa.
Making a big business
wow.
out of it in school. Baller. And like had all these little boys fucking these little jelly things.
That's wow. what I did with slap braces. I was like, get a boner. All right, give me a dollar.
I used to build
you were
my
a child
own
dominatrix?
Pussies.
Yeah. Give me a dollar.
You would slap wrist your boners?
Yeah, I would slap bracelet little kids' boners. I swear to God.
Oh, true. You would do theirs. Ew.
Yeah.
And then you'd charge them $1?
$1, yeah.
That's the most Puerto Rican job I've ever heard.
Mm. Then I'd be like, give me the bracelet back. It was just for the one time me slapping on their dick.
Yeah.
Pretty hot.
That's cool. You and the Catholic Church. Did you see the Catholic Church just got outed for covering up over 1,000 child rape cases?
Alleged.
I mean, those kind of numbers. That's Hall
Believe
of Fame shit.
All
that's
men.
For what I thought
it's
it
not
was.
One
is
guy. I mean, I think it's in recent years. It's not like it reset after Spotlight and now it started anew and they still fucking crunched down 100,000.
1,000? Pull up the story. Guess. You know what? Let's guess the news. Shannon, we haven't guessed the
How
news in a
while. How many
churches
are there? I mean, in Pennsylvania, I assume quite a bit because
it's just
people there. Just in Pennsylvania.
That's just
it's time for another edition of Guess the News.
I have to know more information. I shouldn't have read just this headline. From the headlines that I've read, this man is innocent. He is the victim.
Man, these guys don't know shit.
The Catholic Church.
Turns out Joe Paterno, also the Archbishop of Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm. Catholic Church in ruins. Reputation is at stake here. Can you believe these little sexy boys? Pull up the story, Shannon. What is it? What do we guess? Here's the thing. I think I'm going to guess that... I don't know what I'm guessing here. I don't know where we're going.
I don't know
with
what
this.
You're guessing either.
None
know.
Of us know what you're doing.
Shut up.
You just Mike
shut
basically it. Just told us what happened.
Yeah. And
shut
then you
the
shut us
up
in the middle of like a good conversation. If
everyone,
we just play this music. He's going to talk about his workout again in like 2 seconds.
Everyone, shut up. I'm leaving homeostasis. I've never been more ready for this fight.
Oh, yeah. My God.
And everyone should know that. All right. Turn the music off, Shannon.
You should get a cortisone shot before the fight. Just be a fucking nummy.
What do you mean in my non-injuries?
No, just to have. Like, you had never seen Any Given Sunday at the end when LT is like, give me some of that cortisone shit. And he's what like, there's no medical benefit to it at all. And it's just to numb your entire body so you can throw your fucking head at people like a truck.
Wait,
no, don't. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Did you just see his eyes light up? Yeah. Like, what do you mean I can throw my body into
if
a truck?
If you have access to cortisone, mail that to 151 East.
You mean I can physically stop buses when I want to cross the street when I want to cross the street?
You still get hurt. Like, you still are going to really damage your body. But, hold on. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh! No.
How are the headaches?
Spine until you start doing that shit.
Oh, balance? Yeah, people get them for migraines.
How much check balance?
Well, and he has hardcore CTE, for sure.
Go on, get out of here. You're done.
Well, like, in real life.
Shut up.
You don't need it. Doesn't make any sense. Medically.
Give a shit about medical, doc. Some of that cortisone shit. Please.
That is Lewis to a T.
It is literally Lewis. Look at him. He's
what he just did before we played the clip.
Lewis has the biggest boner right now watching this.
But this is also the reason why a lot of pro football players are addicted to hardcore pain pills at the end of their career.
What does a cortisone shot do? What does it actually do? Does it numb the area that you shoot it in? It numbs your whole body? No.
Yeah. What? You definitely do it for your whole back. It's mostly for your back, yeah. I think. But I'm pretty sure.
Let's see. Arthritis. These shots are not pain relievers. Cortisone is a type of steroid or drug that lowers inflammation, which is something that can lead to less pain.
So it does.
Lewis
it does
is getting
lead
a
to
cortisone
pain.
Injection today.
Mm-hmm. I think it actually takes you a while, though, to kind of, like, deal with the shock, because it's a big fucking, it's a big needle.
You know, I'm not afraid of a needle anymore. See, we've gone to another level.
Yeah.
I've turned a corner in my life right now. The things that are going to make me be afraid aren't going to be a needle
I'll
anymore.
I'll do a line of fire ants if it protects
doggy,
me.
Doggy, if I could fucking throw my body into this guy without any pain, ooh.
I'm surprised you haven't done any HGH. Are you getting piss tested or anything
People
like that?
People think I'm doing steroids, and I take it as a compliment. Ryan O'Neal,
that's nice, yeah.
He said on the show, on his show, because they had Mickey Gall on... Danish and O'Neill on Monday, and which, by the way, fucking shout out to Mickey Gall. They asked him, this was fucking pretty badass, guys. You know what, this could be, pull it up for a second, because this is what happened. He was on Danish and O'Neill.
So many things pulled up
then
never gonna get to.
They asked him, they said, who do you think's gonna win? And you could tell what they, you know, they're a little cocky, right? So Mickey was like, and even I'm like kind of bracing for him, like, oh, you motherfucker. And then he's like, I got to be honest with you. He's like, I think my boy Lou is going to win. And they're like, wow. Wait, what? What? And they're like, what? Why? And then at one point, Ryan was like, because everyone like talks about Lou like he's like crazy, right? Like, and he's like, no, not because people talk. It was like, I know Lewis.
Like, yeah, I literally said that to you after I met Ryan O'Neal for 1 second at Skankfest. Yeah. I was like, oh, who's going to kill this dude?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. Like, I don't know. We'll see if he's a fucking ninja. If this guy's Anderson Silva, well, you know, maybe he's going to fucking just head kick knock me out and surprise everybody.
But there are people that have that element of calm to them and kind of like almost docile beta, you know, energy because they're so confident that they could rip your arm off.
But that's not about being a beta. What it's about is looking into a man's eyes and just knowing.
I'm putting all of the money I own betting on Lewis's fight. So,
if you
really expecting that $60
also,
return,
also did not say who she was betting on.
Yeah, that's also
I'm just gonna bet on the fight.
But Mickey Gall picked me to win the fight, which was awesome. And then at the end of it, he pulled off a shirt and he was wearing a Team Rattlesnake T-shirt on their show.
Like Mike Tyson at WrestleMania?
Doggy, it was awesome.
He looks great, by the way. He looks shredded.
He's fucking hot, doggy. So this week's Real Ass Dude of the Week, Mickey Gall. Pull the picture. He's a real ass dude.
He's got bad attitude. He looks like a hot bully in high school.
Yeah. Like Josh Hartnett in The Faculty?
Yeah, he looks like he'd like
oh my God.
He looks like he'd trick you into being your boyfriend and be like, it was just a prank. You know, like
I would that
would dump pain on you at the prom.
If Mickey Gall asked me out, I'd be like, he's pranking me. Yeah. Actually, I thought that you were pranking me when you first asked me out.
Why?
Remember I told you that? I was like, what are you? I thought literally, I was like, he's going to fuck me and like put it on Legion of Skanks or something.
Oh, yeah. She had a very big concern. I've had this happen a lot with chicks that I've hooked up with. Mm-hmm. With like, don't like put this on your podcast. It's like, what do you think I do on my podcast? Just like,
it's called Legion of Skanks.
Bringing stories about chicks that I fuck. Like, who would do that? Big J does it every
week. Yeah. What are you talking about? Who else would do that?
That's your whole podcast.
That's not true. I don't talk about chicks that I fuck. I've never.
He talks about races he hates.
No, I've never once hooked up with a girl and then come the next week or anytime recently afterwards. What's going on?
It's a flash flood warning.
Amber alert.
We're all getting it.
Some child stolen.
Oh, come on. Who's interrupting my show?
Emergency alert service.
Flash flood?
Oh, shit.
No.
Gay.
Are we all going to die?
No, you know what it is? All the women that are watching the show right now are seeing my cheekbones.
Not streaming live.
They're seeing my shut up.
Wow, three women caused a flood.
Two of them are you and Shannon.
All right, let's take a quick moment and talk about dime bags. Kim, you're jealous of my dime bag that I have, that I bring to the gym.
I love it.
Yeah, it's really cool, dude. Dime bags have really beautiful, amazing, high-end bags. For pot smokers or not pot smokers, you don't have to smoke pot in order to enjoy a dime bag. The one that I have is the Omerta line, which it's smell-proof, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. It has like two zippers, they go in opposite directions. It's fucking awesome, best. Dude. I bring my weed to jiu-jitsu practice a lot. And I don't want to be the asshole who you open your bag and it smells like weed in the room. So I use it for that. But if you're a drug smuggler, this is actually the bag. I mean, that's a real deal.
Maybe you're a creepy kid, like in Hereditary, you're just carrying a rotting pigeon around. Just throw that in.
That is also true. It doesn't have to be just drugs. It could be anything that you don't want people to be smelling.
Yeah.
You know?
Gym clothes.
Exactly. The bags are made out of hemp and recycled polyester, so they're making the backpacks both extremely durable and eco-friendly. Their bags have detachable patches, so you can keep it discreet or customize it with 70 other patches. They even had padded bags. So if you're that much of an addict and you want to go hiking in the woods and you need your bong, guess what?
That's perfect.
That's pretty cool. People want to take a bong rip at the top of a mountain sometimes.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
They really do.
Yeah.
I think about what that is for the gram. You know what I mean?
Well, also, like my dab rig, I want to bring it sometimes if we're going to like watch a UFC event at my friend's house, right? Mm. And what do? You have to like literally like put it in a bag and wrap it up in paper towels and pillows and all this stupid shit. They got you covered. Okay, dime bag is no joke.
Also, we should say, like, we're saying this stoner thing. They just are nice looking bags.
They're beautiful.
It's an adult looking book bag.
Really, really high quality. Go give them a look see, as they say, at dimebags.com. Dimebags.com is the website. And if you're going to purchase something, make sure you use the promo code RAP for 15% off your first order. That is RAP, capital RAP, for 15% off your first order. That is dimebags.com, dimebags.com, and use that promo code RAP. Make sure you do that. All right, let's get back into it. Wait, what were we just talking about?
We were talking probably about you fighting.
No, what were we talking about?
Oh,
before that, the thousand kids.
Oh, girls thinking that you were going to videotape them or shit.
Oh, not video. What?
I don't know.
Videotape? Was that going through your head too?
Yeah, I was like, he's going to film.
I did videotape a chick once.
Ew.
Sensually?
Not in a rapey way. Kind of rapey. Can I tell you what happened?
No.
I told the story. Shannon, have I told the story on the show?
I don't think that maybe you should.
Tell a little bit of it.
I have no problem with this. I stand by this. It's not live.
Well, I'm going to need a drink for this.
We can always edit it out. Worst case scenario, right?
Yeah.
Is this a chick you were fucking?
Oh, yeah. This is a pre-tape.
Okay. I'm going to bust out my best sex tape story.
Yeah,
I got a decent.
Yeah, dueling sex tape stories.
Forget it. I don't want to deal with this shit.
No. Let's talk about it. So it was the beach, right?
So she gets. And
this was during BlackBerry days, so it kind of got.
He BBM'd you?
The BlackBerry phones, you know. So we kept having to like.
I thought you were dating a guy named BlackBerry.
I still have.
He was the BlackBerry days. We had a big dick. All right, forget it. I guess I won't tell that story.
No, tell the story. Tell the story.
I don't want to hear about you fucking dudes on camera.
Tell the story, right?
What?
They want you to tell the story.
Oh, they want to hear
it. This is the most compelling moment.
Holy
of the
shit, there is like an
so
audience
far.
Here.
Yeah, this is
everybody
very good.
Stopped working.
Well, that's the cool part about Gas Digital is if you can see, you can't really. Can you turn the camera toward them, Shannon? Is that possible?
Oh, that's cool.
You can, right? In real time? Our studios has a little window that people could watch in, so some of the employees and interns are enjoying the show right now. They could plug in their headphones.
Gather around. Papa Lewis is going to tell a rape story.
It's not a rape story. It was a woman that I had fucked a lot. We were basically dating.
Sure.
Okay. And I had taped her multiple times. Like we had had sex and on camera multiple times. It wasn't a big deal. But I wanted to up the ante, so I didn't tell her this time.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm going to secretly tape her one time. But then, you know, whatever. Fucking.
Then
you
show
know.
Her the tape. Maybe.
Yeah. Of course.
Maybe.
I didn't get it. Didn't matter. I had 100 tapes of her. I had so many. It wasn't a big deal. I just to turn me on. I was just at that time. I think I was a little bit more of like a deviant.
Sure.
Where I was just, you know, going further.
There's probably something that it's creepy of you to do that one. Because
it is
you
creepy.
Never want to be taped without knowing what you're doing. Like, yes. When she was being taped and she knew, she was being like aware. She's probably sucking her stomach in. Like,
yes.
But I can see that's why it's creepy, because it's like you're taking that away.
Yes.
Her like self knowledge.
Yes,
of
I will admit.
Being
I will 100% admit that it's a little bit creepy.
Maybe she didn't shave her pussy that
day. You're saying you had dozens of these.
We were dating. It wasn't a big deal. The story she knows about this, by the way, like this isn't a secret thing that happened. What happened was, I wish I had the video because I would show it. She literally laughed at
This is going to be the new poster all around.
Oh, you told
creek.
Her about it after she
Well, I'll tell you what happened. I wake up. The plan was I was going to set my camera up on my desk, okay, and then hit record in the morning, and then like try to be sexy with her and like massage her. So I hit record, and then it's just a video of me trying to be sexy with her and her just shrugging me off her for like 5 minutes. She's like, she's like, get off, man.
So
of the mood.
Legitimately just this video would
it's
absolutely
all
sink
you. Every part of this video is rape.
Initially, it's like the taping is creepy, and then the relentless advancements upon
her, even though she
denied it.
She does say no and push me off 5 times, and she doesn't know I'm filming, but it's fine. It was hot.
And then finally, when I laid on top of her and promised I'd get up after I came, she relented.
This is the most horrible story I've ever heard.
The quicker you let this happen, the faster
boyfriend.
You get back to sleep.
Ew.
It's not even over
yet. Just prison raped his chick.
No, it should be over 10 minutes
ago. She doesn't
ago.
Even take off her sleep mask. She's like, just do what you gotta do.
So.
Just jerk off in my pussy, you fag. So then
he cracks it open, one of those things from the dentist. Oh my god.
Liz trying to get a sexy tape, and just her just being so turned off.
She's like, not in. She's not in at all. Okay. And so then I get up and I'm like, I'm fat at the time. Like, I never worked out at the time. I'm younger. Like, you know, I'm like 23, 24 at the time. So it's just like me, fat Lewis, in my underwear.
Just
getting
a
up,
lumbering
getting
circus
up,
bear.
Walking over and turning it off. But then it cuts in again because I turn. I was like, let me try again. So I turn it on again.
Ew.
And I walk back over to her. And then I'm massaging her, and she's starting to like get into it. Mm-hmm. She started to make out a little bit, right? Now she's left. I'm like, all right, cool. So at one point, I'm massaging her shoulders. And from the camera's perspective, she's looking directly into the camera.
Oh, uh-huh. No.
So the video is like literally her. It's like me massaging. And then you just see her look. And then her like squint her eyes a little bit.
No. No.
Oh my god.
No. All right. So she knew that this was being taped before you were penetrating.
No, let me tell you. So then she goes, Is that camera, this on video, like directly into the camera, is that camera taping me? And then me in my worst acting ever, I'm like, what? What camera?
Oh, I hate men.
Did the FBI break in again?
What camera?
The same one you filmed 30 fucking tapes on the same spot under that same towel.
It was 10 years ago. It was definitely like a big ass camera.
It had a red blinking light.
Yes,
why is the screen flipped
out
of your camera?
She goes, why is that red light on? I walk over to her. She goes, why is that red light on? And I go, and this is the last thing I say. I go, it's the battery. Click, video's over.
No.
Oh my god.
That's all video.
That's how you can tell it's off.
Yeah.
That means it's off. When the light blinks, that means it's off, idiot.
What a stupid bitch.
No, let me finish a massage. Like,
did you end up even finishing?
I showed her the video. It was hilarious. Oh, yeah, she thought it was funny. This is the same chick that the relationship ended because I jokingly said, do you want me and Dave to double team you?
Mm.
And she not so jokingly said yes. Like, she was kind of joking, but then I was like, oh, no, she definitely wants to get fucked by me and Dave. And I was like, I can't.
Did
deal
you
with
do
that.
It? At least as
she
like
really
kind
said
of a bon voyage?
Yes.
No.
Ew!
What?
All right, so one time I was talking these two basketball. 11% of a whole basketball team, right? Because there's only like 12 of them on a team.
There's also only
if you're not counting
of a person.
If you're not counting the people on the bench.
Hold on. Three-fifths of a person. How many people are on a basketball team?
I mean, and this dude's dick was so big.
Yeah.
How
he
big
called,
was it?
He would call me the runaway, because that's what I would do every time.
She swallowed his Brazil nut. This is, I mean, we were always very young. I mean, I was 22, 23.
Yeah. One time I did record myself with a boyfriend on a BlackBerry. This is a true story. And then his dad was like, this is when BlackBerry was turning into iPhone. Mm. And his dad was like, I bought you an iPhone. Like, this was like the next day.
I know this actually.
And then the phone, for some reason, just that video, like every time we went to delete, it was like, this file cannot be deleted. Try again. For no fucking reason. And then the next day, his dad was like, oh, you can have this iPhone if we trade phones. I'll take the older BlackBerry. You can have the iPhone.
Yeah. And so the dad knew what he was doing the entire time.
And yeah. You just gave it to him saying, fuck it.
We just gave it to him with a video of him eating me out. Like,
were you holding the camera?
No, we had set it up. And so he just had that. But we had an iPhone. He had an iPhone.
Good trade.
I'm sorry.
How old were you?
17.
That's like illegal.
Yeah, and that's like ideal age. You want to see some chick on sex tape.
He's like, no, I didn't know what. It wouldn't delete. My kid.
Not my fault.
There we go. All right.
I mean, I was so new at sex that I was still bleeding probably.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Boner check.
Do you like to have them or lose them?
No, to have them.
Oh, okay. Obviously. The bleeding?
Stupid.
Really?
Stupid lady. Okay, hold on one second.
1,000 kids molested, Pennsylvania.
Stories. Oh, yeah, what happened with that?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know we never
got to it.
Do we know?
You don't care.
I care
about
I care about these kids. I care, but I also care about God.
This is only Pennsylvania.
Then the creepiest photo of the Pope.
300 priests in Pennsylvania's Catholic Church.
And it was 100,000?
No, just 1,000.
A new grand jury report says cool that internal documents from 6 Catholic dioceses.
Oh, that's only like 3 kids apiece.
In Pennsylvania show that more than 300 predator priests, sounds like an awesome band.
Whoa.
Have been credibly accused of sexually abusing more than 1,000 child victims. That's not that bad. That's 3 per predator priest.
They're keeping their numbers low.
Hold on. If like Predator, remember Predator the movie? If the Predator only killed 3 people, it wouldn't even be a movie.
Yeah.
Right. So that's barely predatory. I would say child dabblers.
I would say experimental
politically correct.
Diddling dabblers.
I mean, honestly, it does take
pedo curious is what I call it.
Pedo curious.
Pedo curious.
Yeah, it was just a phase while they were in seminary.
Yeah, they were just testing out the waters.
Doggy 3, you know.
3? That's just a taste. Can you imagine getting a whole thing of chocolates and you're on a diet and you're like, I'm only eating 3? You'd be like, good job.
What's the average age of a Catholic priest? Let's get some math here. I like to imagine.
Children
math show.
Are the chocolates of assholes.
That is true. What is the average age of a Catholic priest?
256. They are old as fuck. Have you ever seen them?
63. Okay.
Yeah.
So 63 years old. So okay. Hold on. You go through puberty at like 13, right?
Every 20 years, you're molesting a kid.
Yeah, but so they don't become priests till they're like 20. They're getting molested at 13 still.
But
they're
older boys and shit.
They're still hanging around.
We're talking about pedophiles. I don't care if they're a fucking basketball player, a priest, they work in the post office.
Okay.
We're talking about pedos here.
Okay.
Okay. Now, let's just look into this, okay? So, 50 years. How many days in a year? 365. 365 times 50 years. What is that math? 365 times 50 right now. This is some fucking shit right here.
Yeah.
He's molesting a kid every 20 years.
And there has to be some priests that like did it once and they're like, what have I done? And then the numbers get pulled up
by
some
priests.
Yeah,
they just dip their head in holy water like, I'm saved. Reset. Let's do it again, bitch.
You think there's a bunch of priests who just like did it because everybody else around them was doing it? Like the one straight guy in theater?
Yes. They just bidet the kid's asshole with holy water just to heal it back up.
You're saved. Don't worry. Play again. Go. What?
18,250.
Okay. So out of 18,250 days, 3 of those days they slipped.
If that was, again, I hate to bring up the chocolates.
That's pretty
if
good.
That's how many days you'd slipped up
and
on your diet and
you
ate a chocolate.
Fucking abs, doggy.
You would have abs.
You wouldn't say that you're a fucking fat fuck chocolate eater.
You would have abs like the 10-year-old boy you fucked.
Yeah. You would say that you barely ever eat chocolate. You would almost even say that it's doesn't even register as a thing.
You would say no. If someone asked
you, you'd be like, I don't really eat chocolate.
What's the percentage
of days?
Hold on. The percentage of days. 3 out of 18,000. This is actually interesting.
I mean, it's under 1%.
Give me, what is the percentage? 3 of 18,000, whatever. What is the percentage right now? I need to know right now.
But if you throw in retarded kids, you got to do a half a kid.
Yeah,
that's the thing. Do you think it's more fat kids than skinny kids? Do you think there's a template for this?
I
think everybody has a type.
You got to get kids who can keep a secret.
Right.
No. You got to get real scared ones.
Fat kids, yeah, they don't keep secrets.
Fat kids never keep secrets. They fucking tell on everyone. But they hide I've never met a fat kid that wasn't a tattletale. Yeah, I swear to God.
Good point.
Yeah, fat kids are little son of a bitches.
They are.
Well, you could tell that they're always sucking up because how they get all the candy to get fat.
Have you ever met like a 10-year-old and be like, this little fat kid's awesome? Be like, no, you little fat fuck. Stop eating McDonald's. Stop being a little son of a bitch.
And get the boogers out of your face. Like, it's always running right here. Why do fat kids have more boogers than not fat kids?
Right. You probably want a spoiled young boy that wants to get back at his parents, like wants to have that one trump card to say to them eventually if the fight ever escalates.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, oh yeah, you let me get fucked by the priest. And they're like,
it's like Kim with that basket. Basketball team.
Yeah, exactly.
That really was hurtful. What is the percentage right there? What is the percentage of days that these priests are fucking boys?
0.015%.
That is literally a statistical...
That's trans people.
What do they call it? A statistical...
How many trans people are in the world?
I think it's like...
Anomaly.
I think it's like a quarter of a percent.
You're also taking this number from 0 to 63 of priests. None of the priests were able to fuck young boys from an age of 0 to 18.
No, he did it from 30.
To 13. When they went through puberty.
Yeah, but if they got molested as kids, they've been fucking.
That's true.
That's also true.
But a kid fucks another kid, is that pedophilia or rape?
That sounds like an Eminem song. When a kid fucks another kid.
Do you think...
you bring in kids, fuck Kim. It's like, what?
Do you think that... I don't remember what I was going to say.
Like I said before, though, I think this number was reset since the last investigation. So the slate was wiped clean. This might be 1,000 over the past 10 years.
Yeah, this is a lot. This is a lot. It's wrong.
What I'm saying is, I agree.
Obviously, we're kidding. We don't think these kids should be fucked in any capacity.
But honestly, I agree with the fact that they're not really getting fucked that much.
Also, who says they're getting fucked? Being molested doesn't mean you're getting fucked.
Wait. It's 1,000 kids, but you don't know how many times they fucked each one of those kids.
Oh, that's true.
Ooh. Or what if they didn't fuck? What if they just kissed? A little bit of
butt. Old man kissing?
I feel like that might be a little worse, yeah.
Yeah, that's almost worse. No, can you imagine having old man breath on you where you can like taste the coffee he had that morning? You remember what your teacher's breath used to smell like when they'd help you like next to your desk?
Just getting blown to death. Like, why is... You get in the bath, your parents are just like, what is this smell coming off of you?
Are you smoking cigars?
I used to give my 25-year-old kindergarten teacher foot massages every day during story time.
I would give my teacher massages too, like my second grade teacher. She was a woman though, and she would let the students massage her at recess.
If I found my son massaging my teacher.
Definitely not okay. She was hot too.
I would jerk off. I would masturbate to the image of it.
Ew.
Yeah.
That's cool.
It's not bad. Not fucking bad.
So Lewis wants to be a priest.
I can't wait till my son is 18, 19 years old and has all those hot young girlfriends to bring over.
Ew.
Do you think he's straight?
My son,
yeah.
I do. I think that he...
Well, that makes one of us.
I think... Kim, what do you think? Do you think James is straight?
Yeah, I can't really tell. He doesn't really like anything right now. Mm. Remember that one time you asked him, though, what his answer was? It was pretty cute and funny and innocent. You're like, James, do you like any girls at school? And he was like, I like men's. But I think he was confused and he was asking, like, do you like to play with girls or boys?
That kid's not in CCD, though, right?
Well, yeah, exactly. I was going to say that could have been a veiled thing where he's like, Papa, help me.
Yeah. My son, he seems like a boy. He plays with boys' things. He gravitates towards
boys. But that
doesn't mean you're... That also makes him gay. He's playing with boys' things.
Yeah, he's playing with boys' penises. Yeah. And...
He's sucking dick.
No. Maybe I could be wrong, but I had a friend, my friend Rocky, who I've talked about on the show, who tried to suck my dick when we were like 10.
Mm-hmm. He was like, no, there's a snap bracelet in my mouth. Just give me this dollar.
But he... wanted to play with dolls and Cabbage Patch dolls and Barbies. He wanted to play with G.I. Joes too here and there, but he really gravitated towards those toys.
Yeah, no, James isn't like that. Unfortunately, he shadow boxes like Lewis. So I'll be like, what are you doing? He's like, practicing MMA. Yeah,
he does. I love it. He's the best.
So he also shadow boxes.
Yeah, wants to make his papa proud. But he, like I said, he's, you know, definitely, he's a little boy. You know, I went over to Bobby Kelly's house with his son this past weekend, and they were
a play date.
Yeah, we had a little play date, and they were just
him
playing.
And Bobby Kelly. The boys just came.
Well, the other thing is, every time James goes and hangs out with Max, Max hurts him in one way or another.
Really,
every time. There's not been a single time.
That he's older, right?
No, Max is a few months younger than James, like 4 or 5 months younger than James. Every single time we go to his place, since they were young babies. I have a video of like they were playing with like maracas, and it's really cute, and they're just playing and Max just stops playing the maraca, looks at James, and smacks him in the head with
it. Oh my God, he's gonna be a cop one day.
Dog. It was crazy. And then on his birthday, Max fucking shot him in the face with like a dart thing. And then last time he was there, James fell and tripped. And this time Max didn't want to share his drums with James. And he had a moment, you know, 5-year-olds, they do. He was like, no, I want to play drums. And, you know, Bobby was like, well, no, you got to share. That's that. And Max sort of was like, well, no, he was pissed.
Yeah.
But he was still like, fine, I'll share. Right. And then sure enough, they go to the backyard. 10 minutes later, James gets hit in the face with a boomerang. Now, I don't know.
A boomerang?
The best part was he boomed it out and it came back and hit James.
Dog, you know, I don't know that this kid has the fucking hand-eye coordination or dexterity to fucking
videos with Bobby.
Fucking whale somebody with a boomerang. But like, first of all, it's a weapon in Australia. So he, you know, if you really want to break it down, he was hit with a weapon. If I just wanted to, let's pull it back a little bit. My son was hit
Bobby
with a weapon.
Bobby Kelly, Mad Max? What the fuck is going on?
It's fucking nuts.
He walked up to James. He's like, are you wearing my jacket?
And if I didn't know any better, it seemed spiteful. It wasn't, because there's no way he got, I watched it happen. He literally went, like, imagine James there. This is how far he is. And they're 5. I don't think that he has the I don't think he
can. You don't think he's good enough with a boomerang?
No, dude, you got to really go out there and fucking get into the jungles of Australia.
You
got to
be breaking kangaroo necks all day.
I've never seen anyone successfully.
Yeah,
throw a
who's good with a boomerang?
No one.
Not a 5-year-old. So I have to give him the benefit of the doubt.
No, but that kid from Mad Max was really good with a boomerang.
Dog, it was some fucking good son shit.
Oh yeah,
it was some good son
I
shit,
love
and
that
we
movie.
Were and we were all like everyone.
So you're saying the kid's a demon.
Even Bobby and Dawn were kind of like. Was it on purpose?
Really?
I swear to God. And I went, no, I don't. I it couldn't have been. And they were like, no, it wasn't. And then we were like, Max, it wasn't on purpose, right?
They started
and
locking Max's their like, door that night.
Max was like, yeah, an accident. It was an accident. And James is just, blood.
Oh, he was bleeding.
Yeah, he was fucking bleeding.
He had a fat lip.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, every time. Who's this?
Kids throwing a boomerang.
Was it that kind of boomerang? Like
no,
a,
it
like
was actually it was, no, it wasn't actually even shaped like that. It was these
one of those triangle ones,
stupid Marvel ones. It's a circle one. You throw it. In
oh, that's easy to throw. He definitely did that on purpose. Then
it wasn't. Yeah, it wasn't actually. But look, this kid.
Wow.
Okay, thanks. For cutting
what
the
happened?
No signal input. Is that a Harrington or you, Shannon? Which one?
Neither. It's just that's the system had a hiccup. Me.
Shannon's a good
does,
woman.
It does sound nice when she said it that way. Yeah.
The system had a little bit of poopily boops. The system pooped. No big deal.
Man.
I just pictured that kid throwing the boomerang is saying the N-word a lot. Was I the only one doing that?
Yeah, so it was, look, it was cute though, and I'm just kidding. Obviously, I really don't think that Max is a violent killer.
It'd be funny if, like, it just Bobby's genetics just seeped into him, despite the best parenting in the world. That the kid is just turns violent and attacks people.
Yeah. Well, you know, it was really fun though. I gotta go up there more often. It really makes me want to go and live in the suburbs with my son. Mm. I don't think city living is right for children. I think it's like dogs and children need yards to run in.
Mm-hmm.
You
yeah.
know, both of them. And
just live near a playground.
It's weird.
Oh, you can't let kids go out by themselves anymore, right?
Yeah, like it's, no.
I think it creates interesting
and also the playgrounds
people,
all have
though,
needles here.
To live here.
No.
Yes. It's like
still
a lot of them.
A
do.
Central Park playground's not enough of outside for a child to grow up in. Mm. It's not enough.
Yeah, it's not. You need to be able to
I grew up here. I had a pretty decent shot. Like, well, not.
No, you didn't. You drink canned Four Locos.
Yeah, don't
these
you,
are,
if
these
you
are
do...
6-point crisps. We got these for free.
Chris, you're doing great. You and you and I are both like
no. I had a shitty childhood, but it had nothing to do with growing up in New York City. The guys I grew up near, I grew up like
but you
five got, blocks from Dave.
But you're saying that because you don't know what it's
Dave
like
also
to like
kind
grow
had a shitty
up
childhood.
In the woods.
You had a shittier childhood. And, like, I think here's the thing. I think there's something about the parent.
Luke grew up in Queens. He's fine.
I mean, he's wearing a rope chain in fucking 2018 for some
Everyone's
reason.
Fucked here, okay?
Well, so Queens is a little bit different. Queens is kind of suburban. I feel like
he has cigarettes in the sleeve of his shirt.
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
He needed grass.
Take
he's the
kid
first
upstate.
Chinese greaser of all time.
All right, take your kid upstate. I'm going to just bow out of this argument at this point.
Well, there's something about the
he's
parent.
The only, he's the closest thing to a child listen, I know. Listen,
there's something about the parent that makes the decision that they want to move their kid into... You know, I'd say, in my opinion, a better lifestyle. I think it's kind of selfish to raise a kid in New York City. Like, my son's mother wants to raise my son here because she likes the New York City lifestyle.
No, but you grew up in Rockland County, right? Yeah, which is what same. I would consider the suburbs.
It is the suburbs, yeah. And I think that that's where kids
and
grow
you
up.
You had a shitty childhood.
Yeah, but I think that it's not my... It wasn't. There wasn't the debate of the city versus the suburbs. That wasn't a thing. I'm saying...
There's less mischief to get into here,
when there's
especially
people,
now.
Unless you're a fucking millionaire, raising your kid in New York City is really difficult. And it's also, I feel
it's
like
expensive.
It takes away from the child experience of being able to go out and build a fucking treehouse. We used to go out back of my house. And
yeah, but that stuff, that stuff doesn't happen
it
anymore.
Does.
All the
yes,
places,
it does.
But my friends have kids in Rockland, and it's not like we had it. Granted, they have yards, and that's great, but
yes.
All the socializing... is like meet up. It's never like the kids go outside and then hang out with the neighborhood kids.
I don't think
it's,
that's true.
I went to
Bisping's place, and you know they live in a gated community, cul-de-sac, fucking beautiful spot. Yes, kid goes out back and they run to the neighbor's yard and they run over there and they go to like the little wooded area and they play war and they play you know tag and they run from house to house.
I think you're thinking of just when the parents are like, these kids, they always on their phones. But those kids like that live in those areas are going outside and they're like showing up on bikes and scooters.
My
to
son
their
does not, but
I used to do that
go
as a kid.
Outside.
You can do that. It's just there's a parenting style here that I think is different.
No, you
those
can't
places.
Really do that here.
I mean, I used to break into the sanitation department.
It's bad. Yeah, but here's the how old were you when you started going outside by yourself in New York City?
I've never expected a sentence out of you more than that one.
Huh?
How old were you when you started going out of your house by yourself in New York City?
Oh, like 7.
Yeah, that was shitty parenting even then. That was bad parenting. You know that.
Well, even my grandmother, when I lived with my grandmother, I was like 9. I moved over there, and it was like in the summertime, you get the fuck out of the house, and you're not allowed back in until dinner, and then get back out of the house until 9.
Yeah, no, exactly. And then you stay out until the streetlight's on, and that... I know, yes, we've pulled away from that. It's not the same thing. It's not like you leave in the morning, and then you're back when you fucking come back when the streetlights come on. But... Yeah, I think there's something lost about the experience of only being able to meet up in a park. Only, you know, my son's not going to like ever go to school by himself and like walk to school because his elementary school is a couple blocks away and he can just walk there or jump on the school bus. Like,
but like
I take him on the subway. It's a fucking.
But that's because
it's
you
a
can't
weird
do
thing.
That.
What,
yeah.
Also, what age do you let a kid start riding the subway? Because I mean, there's
12.
12 is the age?
Yes, 12. Daytime.
I started when I lived in the woods. I started being able to leave the yard around 11. Like on my bike and like go out to the neighborhood. I'd had to check in every hour.
I left
that was the rule.
2 or 3. Like legitimately, my neighbors said I showed up to their house at 6 a.m. in my underwear and like cowboy boots because I wanted to play.
Who wants to party?
I didn't even, but I didn't like recognize.
You know
what
bongo
was.
Drums just, like Matthew McConaughey?
He just crawled out of a church.
What's up? You guys want to rock and roll? I've had a big crazy night.
Covered in dirt.
Just got
dirt,
baptized.
My
ass
underwear.
Is bleeding.
I'm drunk on Eucharist wine. Let's get this going.
Hey, look, I know I look young, but I've been around.
Ew.
Yeah, no, I mean, I remember being 4 and Tommy Robinson, who was my neighbor, I asked him how old he was the first time I met him.
He also tried to suck my dick.
And he said he couldn't even barely talk. He was like kind of, he was a toddler and he just went through it. You know, he literally did that. I just remember clear as day, like, how old are you? And he, you know, showed me 3 fingers.
I was also in Fort Montgomery at the time, not in Rockland. Rockland's a little bit different. Fort Montgomery, right outside of Highland Falls, which is right outside of West Point.
Yeah, I know that area very, very
well.
Yeah,
it's actually,
it's, like
it's really nice. Yeah, but I mean, it was such a perfect place to grow up because I had older boys everywhere. I would go out and watch them.
Like party.
I'd watch them play baseball in the front. I got to, you know, I got good at sports because they were old and beat the shit out of me.
Yeah.
You know, and
for
that
being
was
bad
the,
at sports.
No, just like beat the shit out of me because I was younger and small, and it got me to be, you know, good quickly. But then, like, it was one of those environments where we left early in the morning and didn't come back until night, and then we'd eat dinner and then go back out to play, you know, nighttime fucking hide and seek or whatever, manhunt.
We would collect kids and do like street fights.
What do you mean?
We would go to around the neighborhood, like get all the kids. We'd go down the street to Blake and Sam's house, and then get these other trashy kids, and then get the kids with like all the pit bulls in their yard. We'd collect them all, and then we'd all like have like street fights.
And that's the life I want for my kid.
And that's what makes a real kid a kid. And we'd all be in a circle, and then we'd all get on our bikes and like handlebar bike each other. Yeah, we used to get chased when I was a kid. When I was a kid, I would go to my grandparents' house in the neighborhood apartments, and this old dude in a wheelchair. I remember because he had a flag that was like really high, so cars could see him in a wheelchair. He would chase us with his dick out.
Yeah,
he would chase us with his dick out, and it was like, and we thought it was a game.
Down the block from my house, who chased us with razor blades, right next to the playground. She came out and chased us with razor blades. We'd be too loud. She used to smear peanut butter and jelly on the swings, like she was like a lunatic, just so we wouldn't be on the swings that were right next to her.
A couple years ago, they did because you always hear about putting razor blades or like poisoning candy on Halloween, but somebody, this is a real thing, dude. They put razor blades. Like they glued them to like a child's playground, to like the monkey bars.
Jesus Christ.
To the slide.
Fucking nuts. And somebody really did it.
Yeah.
It's a real fucking thing.
That's death penalty.
Can you imagine
crazy.
Like
that's crazy.
Wanting that to happen to a kid? That's so weird.
Like what
such a
fucking
weird thing.
I mean, that person probably got raped as a kid.
I hope that person relives that raping.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that nobody should have a good childhood.
Look at it.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, my God.
I hope
that's
he relives that raping every day of his fucking life.
That's fucking sick.
Oh, my God. At least it's not on one of those poles you slide down. I feel like that would be worse.
Ooh. Yeah.
Oh, and a kid got cut, too?
Yeah,
get
dude.
This out of here.
It's fucking nuts,
holy
dude.
Shit.
It's fucking
that would
nuts.
Devastate me.
It says Snopes. Is it real? I think it's real, because I think I Snopes it at the time. We were doing podcasts at the time and talked about this. And I'm almost positive this was real.
That is. Where was this?
Claim true, yeah. 100% true.
Wow.
Public Park. Fucking nuts, dude. All right, let's see. We'll do
hold
one.
Hold on, wait. What was the... I'm curious where it was.
Where, Iowa or something? Illinois.
Fact.
2-year-old child. Oh, dude, I can imagine my son getting fucking cut on razor blades.
And you can't even do anything because you can't catch the guy. You just have to be sad.
You gotta find the first kid in a Marilyn Manson t-shirt.
Yeah.
I know it was you.
You trench coat mafia asshole.
All right, let's get some. We're going to do a question or two. We're wrapping, Shannon. I know we got to go. We're wrapping. I got it. One or two questions. That's it. Let's not be assholes.
Shannon had a hard out at 4:30.
Come on. She knows what the fuck's up. Who's next? Who we got a hard out for?
Justin
no
and
disrespect.
Mike.
They're on that other studio.
No, they're not.
I'm looking at them.
They're just having a meeting.
Oh, they're having a conference? They're conferring?
Yeah. Gay. With their guest.
Gay.
Give me a fucking answer.
I'm asking you for an answer. It's a question. All right. Follow me on social media. That's how you join the conversation. Or you guys can join the conversation via chat. GuysDigitalNetwork.com is the website. RAP is the promo code. Get yourself a 14-day free trial. Get access to every episode we've ever done of this show, plus all the other amazing podcasts on the network, including High Society Radio, Irish Goodbye Podcast, and now coming to the network, D. Snyder, Andrew Dice Clay, Subway Creatures, Godfrey's coming to the network.
Ooh.
The Thing Is with Shannon Lee Heyer. Holy fuck. Holy fuck.
She had that one ready.
She knew.
That was the fastest a drop has ever been hit on this
ready
show.
Ready for it now. So yeah, guys, you get a 14-day free trial. You save $1.50 a month. It helps out the show if you use that promo code RAP. Please do that. All right. Let's see. Armed Esquire says, have you ever considered a GoFundMe campaign to buy your mom a headstone with LOS or rap reference? No, I'm going to buy my mom a headstone. I've remembered on the last show that I didn't buy my mom a headstone.
Is your mom just buried by like a tree in your own backyard?
There's
like a fucking dog?
I've never even visited a grave.
No.
Who visits a grave?
Everyone visits a grave.
People
visit graves.
I was literally...
Puerto Ricans.
Went to... Oh, yeah. Okay,
that's where we have birthday parties.
No, I was literally in Long Island interning my uncle's ashes at a cemetery near where my parents are buried. And my aunt was like, you want to go over there? And I was like, no, I don't need to look at a rock.
Right.
That's stupid. Also, that's actually a great point. If you're going to bury somebody, first of all, bury them in a fucking dope place. You should have buried my mom in Jamaica. right? You go visit her once a year, be like, I'm not even taking a vacation. I'm just going to fucking visit my mom. Mm-hmm.
And
just show up with like a double drink hat.
Those glasses with the straw.
Just be an asshole. Like, what? I can't go visit my mother's grave?
Everything.
Well, I need 2 weeks off.
I'm just fucking smoking weed.
You fall asleep over the headstone.
Yeah. No, I never bought her a headstone. When she died, I was 22.
Like Snoopy on the doghouse?
I was poor, I didn't have money, and I never bought her a headstone, and I didn't really think about it until the last show.
It's so crazy that you were responsible for that.
If I'm buying the headstone, I'm buying a fucking badass, hilarious headstone.
You better put your social media handle on it.
Doggy, I'm use it as a billboard. Skanks logo.
Put a scan barcode in it. Download my podcast.
That's hilarious. So
I feel like
no. You
could probably get one with a screen on it now.
You could definitely get one with one of those barcodes on it.
For
that's
sure.
Crazy.
For sure.
And then you can just do that and then have
you probably
page
just live stream
that
the network.
That's a pretty good idea.
Let's see. Any other questions that are good? Let's see. I'm sure we got one or two here. Daryl_Heard wants to know, are you making weight this weekend?
It's next weekend, right?
Yes, next weekend. People are very concerned about the weight. I don't
know
why.
It's $500. I'm throwing that on the craps table as soon as I get there.
Let me explain to you something. I'm not giving Ryan O'Neal $500 out of my son's fucking pocket.
Out of your son's headstone fund?
He's not taking my mother's headstone money away from me. No, I will not do that. I will make weight. I will have no issues making weight. I heard it in his voice. 205. I heard it in his voice on this show with Mickey Gall, because he was going for a while. He was like, he was like, Lou's fat. Lou is in sparring. He's going to Sbarro. It's not a bad joke.
That's good.
It's not bad. But this last time, he goes, the rumors are that Lou's on steroids. I don't know. He's looking pretty big. Looking kind of
not looking big.
He went from fat to being Jack Diesel in a couple weeks. So I don't know. That seems a little weird.
This is part.
And you
for the
hear
course.
The worry in his voice, and you go like, "Oh no, now I'm no longer fat, motherfucker." Now you're going like, "Oh shit, wait a minute. This guy committed to getting in fucking really good shape."
It's that island
blood
coursing through
your body. But here's kind of the thing:
body.
If he did his research, like we said on this show, like I've never seen anybody gain and lose weight the way you do. It's insane.
Yeah. We've never not claimed this was going to happen.
Yeah.
This is
specifically what the thing was.
This was the plan.
Every time. So, you know, for me, I knew the weight wasn't going to be an issue. It was never going to be an issue. What it really is...
You basically rope-a-doped him with your entire body over the course of months.
Yeah, I think so.
Intentional, just for that purpose.
Well, I think that he
wasn't
knows,
that I just like pizza.
He knows now what the fuck's going to happen. You can tell he knows it's not exactly what he thought it was going to be, and he's a black belt. Let's not get this shit twisted. He's a
like
black
that baby
belt.
From earlier.
He's a black belt in Taekwondo, and he's a legit black belt. And when I beat him with 3 months of experience, okay, I want everyone to when they see me to I'm going to take my dick out. Every person that doubted me, if you've doubted me, I have a fucking Rolodex of everyone that's doubted me on this fight. If you
could be like
run
the end
into
of
me,
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back,
I'm pulling
him and
my dick
Big
out.
Jay just knocking on doors.
Yes. You're sucking my dick. You're sucking my fucking dick.
Like a full suck or a big J kiss?
I don't know if I'm agreeing with this.
It's mostly dudes.
Not to completion.
No.
Okay.
Just a couple.
He's saving that for you. You
just
know?
A couple licks.
Yeah.
So
how many licks does it get?
Now it's going to come down to, you know, before it was like, Lou's never going to get in shape. It's like, now I'm in shape. Lou's never going to have the cardio. It's like, I got the cardio. Well, Lou's not going to learn how to, we'll see. So what's going to happen when we're a minute in the fight and he goes, oh shit, I'm not a better fighter than this guy. What's going to happen?
It's going to take a full minute for you to do that though?
It's going to take a minute for him to know that I'm the better fighter. Mm-hmm. Then that's going to be that. So we're going to wrap this one. I see Shannon making faces. It's the only reason why I'm rapping, Shannon. I would have done another question for you guys. Shannon doesn't respect the fans of this show. She respects...
no disrespect.
No disrespect more. A show that has literally, I see the numbers, 1/10 of the downloads.
I respect the network.
No disrespect to this show.
Look, as the OG dumb Italian on this network, I'm kind of mad that I've never been invited on. I'm starting to feel a little disrespected.
That's crazy.
I'm not.
Wow.
Are they live?
And also, Justin Silver, the
so
James Conner podcasters.
Huh? Yes, but Tim Dillon is immediately after.
Tim Dillon is a fucking gay. A fat gay. Guys, listen to all the shows on the network, including No Disrespect to Tim Dillon.
IGP.
He is a fat gay, but that's not a bad thing. That's a fact. I'm naming facts. Yeah. The sky is blue. The grass is green. Tim Dillon is a fat gay. We'll be back on Friday. Real Ass Podcast. Peace.
Peace.
C'est la vie, adios, good riddance, fuck you!
That's all, folks.